Welcome to Century Flashback for April 16th, 1924, brought to you by Pruden and Camp Funeral Home. Personal, dignified service since 1876. The headline reads, two cars damaged in auto collision. It happened in Middleport. Mrs. Arthur Jackling, while turning the turn to right sign, Friday drove her car into Bruce Wallace's Hudson, which was parked on Main Street. The Wallace car has a broken fender. Both cars were damaged. And I believe that is Wallace from Bates Wallace and Heath Funeral Home, if I'm not mistaken. Mrs. Harold Malloy of Lockport spent Friday with her parents. And then Miss George Cox is helping out with the Meland Meat Market in Albion for a short time. And the Stephen Worth Farm on the Marshall Road has been sold through the Bowen Realty Company of Pennsylvania. Possession was given immediately. Frank Wilcox and family of Church Street will move next week to Springville. Mrs. Jeannie Kidder, who is nursing at the IOOF home of Lockport, was called home Friday by the illness of her sister, Mrs. Harriet Van Nortwick. The Women's Auxiliary of the Universal Church will meet on Wednesday with Mrs. Edward Van Brocklin. And then at the bottom it says, in case of an accident, call 729 for Mullet's Reliable Car Towing. Can't make this stuff up. All right. Unique among teas is Salada Green Tea. Will yield you a flavor to the teacup more delicious than the finest Japanese tea grown. Try a package of it today. Century Flashback has been brought to you by Pruden and Camp Funeral Home. Personal dignified service since 1876. WLBY.